everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy, young Brendan Kraft, on the other side of the glass. Brendan, it rained big time here for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I could hear it through the studio.
Yeah, we could hear it on the roof at the KVOI studios. We are in, actually, the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, part of the Bustos Media Center in central Tucson. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. Midweek edition, Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. For me, kind of a shortened week. I'll be heading off for Thanksgiving week on Friday, but we've got Dylan Smith and Paul Ingram from TucsonSentinel.com will be holding down the fort for me on Friday. All right, 10:30 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted news and talk. When we do our telephone interviews, the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's begin with Dr. Victoria Mazes, the founding executive director of the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine, and she is a professor of medicine and public health at the University of Arizona. She is internationally recognized as a thought leader in integrative medicine. She is committed to helping individuals live healthier lives and pioneering change efforts that solve the American healthcare system challenges. Together with her team at the center, she created and implemented educational programs that have trained thousands of health professionals and impacted the care of millions of people. She's a highly sought-after speaker. She's editor of the Oxford University textbook, Integrative Women's Health. She's the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Her newest book, which we're going to talk about today, is titled Heal Faster, Unlock Your Body's Rapid Recovery Reflex. That book will come out January 13th of next year. She's the co-host with Andrew Weil, the popular podcast Body of Wonder. She was named one of the world's 25 intelligent optimists by Ode Magazine. You can learn more about her on her website, drvictoriamazes.com. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I am well. Thank you, Bill.
Off and running here. I want to talk about the new book. I was fortunate enough to take a look at the advanced copy, the book Heal Faster, Unlock Your Body's Rapid Recovery Reflex. You introduce, Dr. Mazes, this concept of rapid recovery reflex. What is that, and how did this name come about?
Thank you so much for talking about Heal Faster today with your listeners. The rapid recovery reflex is really a tip of the hat to our body's brilliant internal healing system that helps it to recover from all sorts of things, whether it's a viral infection or a cut, a wound, GI disturbance, a sprained ankle, a broken bone, emotional upset, all of that, our body knows how to address and bring us back into homeostasis.
How in the world is that possible? if you think about it, it is really a miracle. You cut yourself, a day or two later, you've got new skin growing over the cut. It's amazing.
It is. And I think we don't necessarily think about it or pay attention to it. And in some way, we have kind of become accustomed to the idea that it's modern medicine that fixes everything. And this is not to bash modern medicine. There have been incredible advances in both the pharmaceuticals and also the surgical approaches. They really have allowed so many people who would have, let's say, died or been quite ill or really struggled to do better. But somehow, despite all that, we have more and more people who are suffering with chronic diseases. And I think we have lost our understanding that we have an internal healing mechanism that we can activate that plays the critical role. And we also have this growing body of knowledge about lifestyle medicine and the things that we could do, ought to do, might do to both stay healthy or, if we've struggled with a chronic illness, return to health.
Are there some simple things, some simple strategies that we can employ to kind of strengthen that reflex recovery?
Absolutely. So one is to pay attention to our circadian rhythm. We are learning more and more about the importance of our internal clock and the way that affects our overall well-being. So this is the idea that it's good to go to bed at night when you're tired. Now, some of us are tired at 9 and some of us are not tired until midnight, but to go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time so that the internal clock is strengthened. It's healthy to eat at particular times. So one not to do is avoid eating for 2 to 3 hours before you go to sleep. Now, obviously, that timing will depend on what the best time is for you based on your chronotype to go to sleep. But let's say you're someone who finds 10 o'clock is your bedtime. Well, you want to stop eating by 7 or 8 p.m. And that's because there is a system in your body for digestion, but that system is actually not supposed to be turned on when you're asleep. When you're asleep, you're rebooting your metabolism. You're rebooting your immune system. You're repairing. And so you're supposed to be in a mode to restore all those normal functions. It's like the deep cleaning that could happen, you know, in a hotel when the guests are gone. And it's during the day that digestion is supposed to be working. We want to move. You know, we all know that movement is good for us, but when are we going to do it? I literally look at my calendar and I say, okay, today, Tuesday, what are my windows for getting some exercise? We want to reduce our exposure to environmental chemicals, and that's one of those invisible things that a lot of people don't know about.
You have a chapter, and speaking of eating and then going to bed, if you do give it 2 or 3 hours at least, hopefully you can avoid what's called GERD. And you do have a chapter. It was very interesting. I took a look at it, and it's very important about what we call kind of gut health, Dr. Mazes.
Yes. Yes. And more and more than we ever knew, because we didn't really until the last maybe 10, 15 years understand how critically important the microbiome, the many organisms in our gut that are bacteria, viruses, fungi, and they serve all these functions. They help us digest our food. They make neurotransmitters that affect our emotional health and well-being. They just have a huge number of functions. So you mentioned GERD. We used to call that heartburn. Now we call it gastroesophageal reflux. But there are things you could do with both what you eat and the timing of when you eat to make it less likely that you will suffer from GERD.
Yeah, you don't want that regurgitation of body acids if you can avoid it. It is not pleasant.
Absolutely. It is not pleasant.
No, it is not. But there are some simple things, and you outlined some of the strategies to deal with GERD. Of course, one of the problems we have, and especially as we age, are these injuries that are muscle pulls and strains. You talk about the body's natural inflammatory response to do its healing work. Is it best sometimes just to step aside without intervention and let that response take over?
It's such a great question, Bill. For many years, we've been talking about inflammation and inflammation being bad. And chronic inflammation can be bad. It's the underlying root of a lot of diseases like heart disease and Alzheimer's dementia. But acute inflammation is part of the body's healing mechanism. It's part of that rapid recovery reflex. So for example, if you twist your ankle and you have a mild ankle sprain, you know what happens. It gets swollen, it gets hot, it's tender. Mm-hmm. And we used to have this acronym RICE, which stood for rest, ice, compression, and elevation.
Right.
And now we tell people don't ice, because if you ice, you're going to reduce the amount of inflammatory response that's part of your body's healing system. We used to say take some Advil or Aleve, you know, these anti-inflammatory medicines. And now we say, if you can avoid doing that, avoid it, because you don't actually want anti-inflammation right now. You want to let those inflammatory cells come in and help heal that ankle.
We're talking with Dr. Victoria Mays, as her new book will be out in January. It's titled Heal Faster, Unlock Your Body's Rapid Recovery Reflex. I took a look at the book. I had lucky enough to have an advanced copy. Highly recommend it. And that book will be available. I think they're already doing pre-orders, aren't they, on Amazon, Dr. Mazes?
There are pre-orders on Amazon at Simon & Schuster, who's the publisher. AARP is my collaborating partner, and so they have it on their site. And yes, I so appreciate you putting that out to all your listeners.
All right, let's pause right here and talk about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Thanksgiving is, oh my gosh, a week from tomorrow. So now is the time to stop by Mona's, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, put in your order for your desserts and your dinner rolls, or just give them a call. You can check their website out, monasdanishbakery.com. They're open every day, with the exception of Monday. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Think about your dessert. What type of pie are you thinking about for Thanksgiving? We'll take a break right here. Dr. Victoria Mays, as we continue with Dr. Mays, is talking about her excellent new book titled Heal Faster. We'll be right back.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Check out the project list for a new $2.67 billion regional transportation plan that Pima County voters will consider next March. The RTA Next Plan proposes improvements in the greater Tucson region to reduce congestion and support cleaner air, enhance network reliability, safety, and efficiency. It will also expand transit, bike, and pedestrian options for another 20 years. Voters will be asked to okay a half-cent countywide sales tax to continue RTA improvements. The tax rate will not increase. Learn more about the proposed plan and projects at RTANext.com.
Vero Amore, where every certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore is located in the lovely Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell. Also, check out the full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Travel is in my DNA. When I'm ready to start another adventure, my trip begins and ends at our local airport, Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. TUS, where it's made easy to fly. Start planning now for your next air adventure by visiting flytucson.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We're in the Green Thing, Zocalo Village Studio. Nobody in Tucson, nobody in Arizona, maybe even the Southwest has a better selection of holiday decorations for the garden than Green Things, especially the poinsettias. Huge selection, thousands of them at Green Things 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, greenthingsaz.com, their sister business is called Zocalo Village. They have beautiful imported items from all over the world, including Mexico, and some beautiful holiday decorations from south of the border. We continue now on the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We're speaking with Dr. Victoria Mazes, the founding executive director of the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine here at the University of Arizona here in Tucson, where she is a professor of medicine and public health. And we're talking about her new book, which will be released in January. It's titled Heal Faster, Unlock Your Body's Rapid Recovery Reflex. Nutrition, of course, Dr. Mazes, is the cornerstone of really a healthy individual, healthy body. What does Heal Faster add to that conversation?
So throughout the chapters of the book, I make dietary recommendations. And you and I have often talked about the Mediterranean diet and the health benefits of that. There's evidence that it reduces heart disease, it reduces depression, it improves fertility. It does a lot of good. At the same time, there are people who do better on other diets. So in Heal Faster, as an example, I speak about the ketogenic diet. If you have treatment-resistant depression, there's evidence that the ketogenic diet may be quite helpful for relieving that depressed mood. There's also evidence for that ketogenic diet, which is a very low carbohydrate, high fat diet for reversing diabetes. So again, Mediterranean diet, there is evidence for diabetes, but there's quite good evidence that if you dramatically reduce your carbohydrate intake, you can reverse your diabetes. So chapter by chapter, I focus on, well, what do we know? When are soy foods, for example, particularly good? Which carbohydrates are going to be your best friends, and which are the ones that you might want to reduce your intake of?
How about supplements? We've talked through the years in our conversations about why supplements are so important, and you articulate that in Heal Faster as well.
Yes. So in each of the chapters, I also speak to the supplements that may be of benefit. And I have to say, you being the exception, I have a little beef with all of the anti-supplement message out in the world. I think supplements can be really valuable. One, sometimes we don't eat a perfect diet, and then it fills in the gaps, the vitamins and minerals that we know we need. There are some people, I write about this in the depression chapter, who for various genetic reasons need a bit more than you would get even from the healthiest diet to produce optimal amounts of neurotransmitters. And so I speak about which supplements would be helpful there. We know, and I wrote about this in my first book, if you're trying to conceive, we recommend that you take a multivitamin, multimineral to prevent neural tube defects and other kinds of birth defects. There are supplements when there is no conventional medication. For example, there's a supplement called milk thistle that helps your liver detoxify. And that can be helpful, for example, if you're recovering from surgery and you want to get some of those anesthetics out of your system and your system's a little sluggish. Maybe you're an older person. Maybe you've always had a slightly sluggish metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, I'd say for conditions like anxiety, where we really don't want people to take benzodiazepines like Valium and Ativan and Xanax, we want something safer that has a lower risk of dependence. And then there are things like Kava Kava, which you could drink as a tea, or L-theanine, which is a capsule, B vitamins. So throughout the chapters, I specify these are supplements that could be helpful.
And you talk about approaching surgery. There are certain protocols that would be very helpful.
Yes. So this is another thing that I have experienced. I've been a doctor for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And in my years of practicing medicine, I've been asked many times by my patients and by friends, what can I do? I have to have this surgery. And I'm always advising people, do some guided imagery before you go into surgery. It helps you relax. It helps settle whatever worries you may have. It's a lovely practice to do in the weeks leading up to surgery. You could do it in the pre-op waiting room. But there are supplements that actually reduce the likelihood that you will need to use opioids, like melatonin. Taking melatonin the night before your surgery reduces the need for opioids after your surgery. There are things like gargling with licorice, either getting some of the extract or licorice tea. You're not going to drink it because your surgeon's going to say, don't eat or drink anything right before surgery.
Right, right.
But you could gargle with it, and that reduces the sore throat that a lot of people get after they've been intubated.
Hmm. Great advice. Let's talk about, say, three or four things, Dr. Mazes, that you wish everyone listening to this program could do to enhance their health.
Yes. Well, one, we live in a stressful society, and so I really wish everyone had some kind of centering practice. And centering practice could be different. One person may find it's their daily walk. Another person may find it's prayer. Another person might use guided imagery or self-hypnosis or listen to something on an app, yoga. I mean, there are just so many things to pick from. Over the years, we've talked about breath work, the 4-7-8 breath, or they teach this in the military, box breathing, but something to quiet the nervous system when you get agitated. This is really a wonderful thing to know how to do. Another thing I wish everyone would do is to get moving. Exercise is so good for us, and I think people don't realize that any amount of exercise is good for us. So if you've been someone who has not really done much, starting with 1 minute, with 2 minutes, with 5 minutes, that actually makes a big difference. And then gradually over time, if you can work that up, that's really good for you too. But when people say they just don't have the time, most of us can find 5 minutes. It can be a longer walk from where you park to where you work. It could be a short lunchtime walk with somebody. And the third thing, and this is because I think people just don't realize how much we're exposed to these environmental chemicals that can affect our immune system. We have a lot more autoimmune disease that can affect our metabolism because they disrupt our normal hormones. So I really like for people to get an app like Healthy Living, which is free, and scan those barcodes and pick things that have really good ratings. We don't have to use a laundry detergent or a dishwashing soap or a shampoo that's full of chemicals. We can find one that's green and is minimal on the chemical side, but still effective so that we are reducing our exposure to those chemicals.
Everybody talks about hoping, praying they're going to live longer. Longevity is a huge topic. Is that addressed in the book, Heal Faster?
I think it is indirectly addressed. Yes, everybody's talking about living longer, but the bottom line is to live longer, you need to live healthily. And there was a study that was now done some years ago, which pointed to five behaviors. If people did all five of these behaviors, and they were getting 3.5 hours of exercise a week, staying at a healthy weight, not smoking. This is one that people would like to hear. In this study, it was drinking a moderate amount of alcohol.
Okay.
And I'm not thinking the second or the fifth, but it'll come to me. The fifth was eating lots of fruits and vegetables and avoiding processed food. So there's a dietary one too. So those five behaviors, fruits and vegetables, not smoking, 3.5 hours of exercise, keeping a healthy body weight and drinking in moderation, they lived 10 years longer on average.
Wow.
So the first step, exactly, the first step to living longer is living more healthily. And it's not that hard, but it does take behavior change.
All right. And finally, what's that one healing myth, put air quotes on that one, that you wish more people would let go of?
That it's something external to us. The truth is, to heal, we need to support our internal healing system, our rapid recovery reflex. That is where all healing comes from.
And I am so delighted that I did get a chance to take a look at this book, and I do recommend it. How long did you work on this? I'm sure it was quite a while.
3 years, Bill.
Oh, my gosh. That's your baby. And
it's my newest baby.
It's
yes.
Your newest baby, and it should be available to everyone, and that will be in January. Folks are already pre-ordering on a variety of sites, including Amazon. Dr. Victoria Mazes, always a pleasure, and good luck. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Thanks. Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Dr. Victoria Mazes, very interesting stuff in the new book titled Heal Faster. Coming up next, travel talk with our friend Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel. That's the midway point, right after the midway point of the Buckmaster Show.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bvtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, covering your hometown.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com. Nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Time for one of my favorite segments on the program, Insider Travel Talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen. Ryan's president and chief operating officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency since 1976. The travel agents at Bon Voyage are standing by right now. They're not only willing, they are just excited to create your trip of a lifetime. And everybody's got one, I think, that they would like to do, that lifetime trip. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley, and Oro Valley. The website is bvtravel.com. I think it's the first step in making your travel dreams come true. Let's see if Mr. Ryan Hansen has his sea legs back. Hello, Rhino. How are you?
Bill, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's funny. I do have my sea legs back, and we'll get into that in a little bit of why I would have lost my sea legs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting, Bill. When people ask me about a business trip, they're like, hey, was your business trip fun or was it all business? And when you are in the business of travel, I do pretty much every trip is fun.
Right.
I do have a lot of great experiences. Sometimes it's destination driven. Sometimes it's a hotel. Sometimes it's a cruise line that we get to experience. I'll tease that. But I'm just like every other traveler, Bill, as of late, that if you've flown recently, you are more than happy to see that the government shutdown has come to a close. Life is getting back to normal in regards to government services, and no one is happier than someone who works in travel that the FAA is not experiencing issues. I know we talked about that on our previous time together, but boy, aren't we glad that they finally figured it out and the government's back up and running.
And we are, because so many travelers, Ryan Hansen, had travel anxiety, and a lot of people actually did cancel their travel flight plans because they were worried that this would impact Thanksgiving. So there was a lot of angst going on. What was the situation? How did you handle kind of you were traveling during that transition period from shutdown to reopen? How are we doing?
Much, much better. And if you turn back the clock just really 1 week, Bill, it was not dire yet, but boy, was it on its way. And that's why, and you mentioned holiday travel coming up, is always a peak season for travel in and around Thanksgiving and the Christmas break, but specifically Thanksgiving is really the peak times. When you were looking last week at cancellations and delays of upwards of 10,000 domestic flights, and 2,500 flights were canceled last Monday. That was the worst day, really, for most of the flight issues. And what you saw was, and you can't blame the TSA agents and the air traffic controllers who were working without pay.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those, and I don't know everyone's financial situation, but you go without pay, there's many of folks that can't do that. They're paycheck to paycheck, and so they were calling in sick or finding other temporary work, and so that cascades pretty significantly to a point of, I believe it was up to about 10 to 15% of all the domestic flights in Monday and Tuesday of last week were canceled, which typically you're around about 3% of flights on any given day. So if you're increasing that much, that's a lot of impacted people. We had a delay. We did fly on Tuesday last week. We had a 6-hour delay. So we've lived through what the traveler experience is. We don't have special privileges. Our flights aren't on time because we run Bon Voyage Travel. I wish we had that much sway in the flight space. So we live like everybody else does. But we did fly just yesterday, came back from South Florida. And things appeared to be back to normal. Lines at the TSA checkpoints were back to a normal checkpoint time. We did not have a lot of cancellations or delays. Even on the board, I was looking around to see outside of our flight. So I would say that the FAA has done a masterful job of getting back to normal so that this time next week, when the peak season hits, If you're a traveler next week, you should have the confidence of traveling with normalcy. Now, what does that mean, Bill? It still means a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? Next Wednesday is probably going to be the largest movement of domestic travel by air in U.S. history, because it just keeps growing every year, year after year, and especially after COVID, the return to that level of numbers has just grown year on year. So still anticipate a little longer than normal check-in times. Allow yourself the extra time. Make sure you have your real ID if you use a driver's license. Don't forget, that's a recent development this year. Or a passport would also work, or your global entry card. Make sure that you're following all of the TSA guidelines. TSA.gov, Bill, still a great resource. Go check what's approved to be in your check bag versus your carry-on, what's not approved to be in your carry-on, because those delays not only will cause issues for you, but your travelers around you. So we want everybody to go through those checkpoints with the approved items, so that that's a more smooth and efficient process for everybody.
All right, Ryan Hansen, I want to begin the conversation, and we can pick it up after the break, but I want to begin the conversation about these two inaugural sailings. Tell us about the setup for this. You mentioned you were on your way to Miami. I assume both were out of Miami?
Yes, it was a super interesting experience. But Bon Voyage Travel, for those that don't know, we sell a lot of cruise experiences. We've sent hundreds of thousands of passengers over what will be 50 years of being in business this coming February.
Wow.
Around the world on cruises. And we're one of the top sellers of two companies that you may have heard of, Oceana Cruises and Celebrity Cruises. Both of those cruise lines happen to have brand new ships in the water and had their christening cruise for one and a naming cruise for the other this past weekend in South Florida. The Oceana Allura and the Celebrity Excel, both of those had shortened sailings, so they send people like me and some of our top advisors on a four-night or a two-night, depending on which cruise partner we were traveling with. The Oceana Allura sailed out of Miami for four nights, so we were able to get that preview, the sampling of what life is like on board, so we can bring that back and train our team and obviously tell our passengers and travelers all about this great experience, which I think after the break we'll go into each of these cruise partners and what makes them different and why you might like one over the other. But the Oceana Allure was four nights out of Port of Miami. And Bill, try this on. We got off ship on Saturday. Sorry, check that. On Sunday from the Oceana Allure in the Port of Miami, we set up a transfer 45-minute car ride from the Port of Miami to Port Everglades, which is near the Fort Lauderdale Airport, and boarded the Celebrity Excel. We were from one cruise ship to another within a matter of 45 minutes.
We were cool.
On board the Celebrity Excel, which will provide a much different experience. And that's something, a misnomer, Bill, you and I talk a lot about. Depending on your destination, you can have a different cruise experience. Depending on a river cruise, an expedition cruise, or an ocean cruise, you could have a vastly different cruise experience. And even this, an ocean cruise can be vastly different depending upon the size of the ship, the inclusions with your price, what you pay for to get on ship, just the ambiance on board, what type of environment you're looking for on a cruise ship. Those are things that you really need an expert to help boil down so that you don't get on a cruise experience that mismatches your expectations. You may be somebody who loves big Broadway shows, you want to have a lot of different bar scenes with great nightlife and energy on board with lots of different people to meet. Well, one of these cruise lines delivers that in spades. The other one, you will be let down if that's what you're thinking your cruise experience should be. And so I think when we come back from the break, Bill, if I so may lead us into a commercial break,
you did.
We're going to break that down for you so that you know which cruise line is best for you.
Boy, you set the table for us, Ryan Hansen, about the two new products and how they are different. Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel. We're doing Travel Talk. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show Midweek Edition.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Located in the heart of Arizona wine country, about an hour south of Metro Tucson, Flying Leap Estate Vineyards Winery and Distillery Facilities are one of the most beautiful wine venues in the southwestern United States. Come relax and unwind at our spacious property and learn about Arizona grape viticulture and winemaking from our team of trained sommeliers and discover the intricacies of the art of distillation. Learn more at flyingleapvineyards.com.
This is your captain speaking. Thank you for flying with Tucson International Airport, where you can avoid the hassles, long lines, and the expensive parking of the Phoenix Airport. Skip the traffic, breeze through security, and park with ease, all while supporting your community. Every flight from TUS brings more destinations and better connections right here to Tucson. So next time you're planning a getaway, remember, fly easy, fly local, fly TUS. This is your captain signing off. We're cleared for takeoff.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
A proposed $2.6 billion regional transportation plan will be funded by a half-cent sales tax if Pima County voters approve the plan and tax next March for another 20 years. The tax rate will not increase. Funding from the 2006 voter-approved plan is expected to bring a $3.67 billion economic impact to the greater Tucson region. The sales tax investment for RTA Next will lead to a similar economic impact and more than 88,000 jobs over the next 20-plus years. Learn more about RTA Next funding and proposed projects at RTANext.com.
A little bit of cool in the gang. Hollywood swinging. Brendan Kraft spinning the discs on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing for the Buckmaster Show today. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great getaway. I'll be heading over to the Land of Enchantment starting Friday for Thanksgiving week. A terrific time of year over there. Cool days and just delightful nights in Silver City in Grant County. Start your planning. It's only about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. Visit their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Travel talk, insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, president, chief operating officer of Arizona's premier travel agency, which next year celebrates 50 years, Bon Voyage Travel, one of the best in the business. And Ryan is just back from South Florida, where he boarded two brand new ships within 45 minutes. I want to hear more about this, Ryan Hansen.
Not too shabby, right? I'll start with the ship that we boarded on Sunday in Port Everglades. Easy access, by the way, from the Fort Lauderdale Airport. We flew in and out of Tucson, so support the Tucson Airport Authority. So that was super easy, by the way. There is nothing like it. The parking, the TSA experience at TIA is awesome. And so going in and out of Tucson, easy to board this ship because it was about an 8-minute cab ride to the terminal that Celebrity Cruises uses right there, and it's dedicated to them. So they have a really nice setup, and we boarded the Celebrity Excel, XCEL. It's the fifth ship in the Celebrity Cruises Edge series. It does have a capacity of about 3,200 guests. So it is, in our terms, it's more of a mid-size to a larger-size ship. But what that affords you is lots of dining options, entertainment spaces, bars and restaurants and lounges and pools and lots of activity areas for you to connect with fellow passengers, bring your multi-generational family on. And there's really something to do for everyone on the ship. And Bill, I think what to me separates Celebrity from a lot of its competition is the high quality of their production shows. Their entertainment was outstanding. It to me rivaled anything you would find on land in Las Vegas, a very high-end production team that has a number of spaces. The theater is their largest space, but so large that they had like Cirque du Soleil type of acts happening, lots of music going on, but they had people on a trapeze. They had laser light shows going with smoke, and I think their dance troupe was about 20 to 25 people. So if you're someone, like I teased earlier, who is looking for incredible entertainment on ship, looking for that nightlife activity to connect with fellow passengers, maybe you go with some of your friends, it's a perfect bachelorette experience for a bachelorette cruise. Or if you're somebody that you've got three or four couples that you go out to dinner and love to have to go to a comedian act or a music act at the Fox Theater, this is the cruise for you. If you are somebody who loves nightlife, and these spaces that they have really come to life on the Celebrity Excel. And one of the spaces, Bill, that they have set up just for this ship. So even though it's the fifth ship in a series of class of ships called the Edge series, they've got one space that's brand new to the Excel called the Bazaar. And it's a multi-sensory three-story space in the aft of the ship that combines entertainment, activity, and culinary experiences in a unique blend that's kind of like that, and they call it the Bazaar because it kind of brings that festival and market experience on ship.
Wow.
And it will change with your destination, Bill. So if you're in the Caribbean, it's got a Caribbean feel. If you're in the Greek Isles, they will bring the Greek Isles to the feeling. If you're in the South Pacific, it will turn into more of a South Pacific French Polynesian inspired space, from food to dancing and music and activities and even a market. They partner with local artisans to come on board and bring their wares to the ship experience. So you don't even have to leave the ship to find these great wares. And I know that's one of the things you and I love is really getting the community and the local flair, and it can be a flavor. It could be a beverage or a food that's brought on. It could be an apparel item. It could be a knickknack or something that you want to take home from that local destination. That's really one of the things that I think separates this ship from all the other Celebrity ships that are in the water.
Where were you sailing to? Was this the two-night experience on the XL?
This was the two-night cruise to nowhere, Bill. We literally left port, cruised in a circle, and returned back to port. So it wasn't about a destination, but you can expect that this ship, for the short term, we'll have seven-night itineraries that will sail in the Caribbean with varied ports to different islands in the Bahamas and Mexico, the Cayman Islands, the Dominican Republic will be touched all in and out of Fort Lauderdale. So seven-night sailings pretty much for the next 3 to 4 months, and then it will expand its offerings as it starts to sail and travail the rest of the world. And I believe the next spot will be Europe next summer. So you will see 7 to 11 night Mediterranean sailings, even with overnights in Barcelona, Athens, and one of your favorites, Bill, an overnight in Madeira.
Ooh, one of my favorite places in the whole world. I love
Don't think
Madeira.
About cruises going there, right?
But
I know you've spent a number of trips in Madeira.
Yes, we did. Now, the other ship, the other new product of the travel industry is something that just will knock your socks off. This was a four-night adventure out of Miami. This was an Oceania product.
It is an Oceania, one of our favorite cruise partners. Now you're going to get a little smaller ship experience, a little bit more intimate, Bill, than you do on the Celebrity Excel. Remember, I said a little over 3,200 passengers on Celebrity. The Oceania product is going to be about a third of that, so 1,200 passengers on the Oceania Allura. So the gross tonnage of the ship is slightly smaller, but the number of passengers dramatically less. Now, what that does is they don't focus on the entertainment on the Oceania Allura. You know, what they focus on is cuisine. Mm. Oceania's moniker is the finest cuisine at sea, and I can vouch for that very much so. All of their dining restaurants, they have an Italian inspired, a steak inspired, a French and an Asian fusion inspired specialty restaurant. On many cruise lines, Bill, you have to pay extra. On Celebrity, for their specialty dining places, really the best of the best, it's an upcharge. You have to spend more on Celebrity just to get into those restaurants. On Oceania, they value the cuisine so much, it's included in your cruise fare.
Wow.
You pay nothing extra for these high-end experiences. And by the way, the French-inspired restaurant is named after none other than Jacques Pepin, one of the greatest French restaurateurs mm-hmm. and chefs of the modern era. And he has inspired all of the menus on ship, but in particular Jacques, which has French-inspired cuisine. So the Oceania experience, not for your party animal, not for your late night, let's go out and hit the production shows that are more Broadway style and Broadway size. Oceania is going to have a piano player playing the latest Billy Joel hits in the piano bar with 50 people in that little piano bar. It's going to be Horizons, which is on the aft of the ship, and there's going to be a DJ at night, but there's only space in that area for a couple hundred people, not a couple thousand like you would find on Celebrity. So it's just a much more intimate experience. So depending on what, like I said earlier, what you want out of your cruise experience, you need to talk to a Bonvoyage travel advisor who knows these ships intimately well and can say, what do you like and want out of your vacation? And again, it varies from person to person.
And I saw there was a Facebook page on your Facebook with you and your lovely wife with the chief chef. I know.
Yes, we got some galley tours. We got the behind the scenes tour with the chief chef from the Asian restaurant. So it is something that they take pride in. And how about this little fact about Oceania? Nothing is bought in a can. Nothing is, the breads are not bought on land. Everything is made from scratch.
Ooh, we love
they
that.
They have bakers that work nonstop, 24 hours a day to make fresh breads. So when you are getting in-room dining and you just want some danishes made fresh or a freshly made bagel, they are making that bagel on ship fresh that morning.
Making
not
me hungry.
Hitting the local market and buying it off the shelf. Lord knows how many days that's been sitting, sitting on the shelf. So their attention to detail in regards to the cuisine is really top-notch. And not to say that Celebrity didn't have fun, great food activations, but I would say Oceania takes pride in that, and that's what they're definitely known for.
All right, 30 seconds, Ryan. Wrap it all up. Where can people find out about getting on board one of these ships?
You bet. Your best bet, bvtravel.com. And I would instruct you guys, go to bvtravel.com, click on Find an Advisor. Scroll through our list of advisors. We have almost 50 advisors in our team that know these products well. They know different destinations. Find one that you resonate with and on their bio and their own travel experiences. You can connect directly to them, phone or email. You'll start the journey, and you'll be working with an expert.
All right, bvtravel.com. Thank you very much, Ryan. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your lovely family.
Thanks, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. On behalf of Ryan Hansen, Bill Buckmaster, wishing everybody well.